It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
There we go. Okay. All right, now we'll stop all the racist talk because now we're on the air.
Yep.
All right. Hello and welcome. Welcome to our home. That came up just today, actually. Blood Sparrow tweeted me and said, "Where do you host your podcasts?" And I...
You did.
I
Come
did.
Come on.
No, I did. And I absolutely was being serious. I was not making a joke.
Did you say at my house?
Yes, I did. I think she thinks I was kidding, too. No. I was very confused as to why she was asking. I was like, I almost put in Iowa City, because I was like, is she going to come visit? But I was like, but she knows it's Iowa City. I was like, maybe it hasn't come across. But yeah, no, and she said, no, where do you host the recordings? For the record, that's HostGator. HostGator is what we use for our web hosting services, and we're quite happy with them.
Okay, well, that's
especially good. William, because he doesn't do any of it or pay for any of it.
No, I don't do anything.
Anyway, welcome to my house, where we host the Magical Talking Hat podcast, the only podcast
funny to me
in the world. Damn it. I had one. Oh, I remember. The only podcast in the world that is powered by humanity's belief in toast.
What? Humanity's yes. belief?
Yes.
In that, toast.
That toast exists.
But toast does exist, actually.
See, your belief is helping.
So, what happens when,
okay, it's
when, people, when people start to not believe in toast, we tell them to believe, just believe.
Well, that's the thing, we haven't had to bother.
But that's what we would do.
Yes, and theoretically, if everyone stopped believing in toast, our podcast would no longer be heard. See, there's a trade-off here. On the one hand, those podcasts out there, based on people's belief in miracles, or, you know, in love, or things like that, stronger, more powerful podcasts have more than the... I think 50 listeners we have, something like that.
Right,
they have more. But on the other hand, they are more fragile because people lose their belief in miracles and their belief in love and things like that more often than they do their belief in toast. So we have little power, but tremendous stability. Also, I didn't pick it, so it's not my fault.
I'm not blaming you. I know
the power works. So people keep believing in toast. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to like it. You just have to believe that toast exists. And I do believe it. So
of course, the question is, when is it toast? Like, before you put it in the toaster, it's not toast.
And that's one
but
for the ages.
Afterwards, it is toast. So some mystical moment.
So help me if you sow the seeds of disillusionment with people with regard to believing in toast. No one will be able to hear the podcast anymore, so no one will be able to hear me beating you severely for having cost us humanity's belief in toast.
I'm just asking the metaphysical question.
I think the question of when it becomes toast is one for the philosophers, but as long as at some point it becomes toast, we're good.
But see, the problem with that is...
You're going to kill our podcast.
If in the debate about when it becomes toast, people come to the conclusion that it never actually becomes toast, then we're toast, if you know what I'm saying.
If we're toast, then
we're fine. Yeah, that's right.
As long as people believe in us.
That's right.
Basically, Children, clap your hands, and I'm sure we'll be fine. Really.
If you believe in toast.
Also, if you believe in HostGator, we should be good, because they're where we put this stuff, so we're fine.
Faith is so tricky, really.
But not faith in toast.
You keep saying that.
I feel like I've really accidentally put you at a major crossroads, like, existentially.
I'm having a crisis. We should move on.
He was found 4 days later, clutching pieces of bread in his rigor mortis affected limbs.
But then, oh, this is a great story, but then something happened. Then he was looking at a piece of toast, and he saw the image of a piece of toast.
In the toast. Not the entire toast. I mean, the toast looks like toast, but you're saying within the toast.
Yes, and that was a miracle.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great story.
And then within that toast, another, and another is toastception. And yes, you, all you fuckers out there, I realize that inception as a concept was not the concept of the dream within the dream within the dream, but the title is the easiest way to pop culture reference that experience, so I'm calling it Toastception. So, fuck off. For those of you new to our podcast, it was nice talking to you. We'll see you later. No. Let me give you a quick rundown. We have a hat. Have you noticed this? Now that I have my little spiel down, my little blurb, as it were, mm-hmm. I actually gesture to the hat mm-hmm. when I say that.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have noticed
That's good radio there. Mm. All right, so we have a hat.
He just did it again.
It's magic in that it has its own email address, which you can write to themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Once again, William.
What?
What's the address?
For what?
Oh, God.
I wasn't paying attention.
Subject 32X.
I don't pay attention. When you're doing your spiel,
the email is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com.
See something outside? Looking at it, there's a squirrel.
Jangle my keys.
Well, you know, you used to not have the curtains open, so I couldn't see out there and get distracted.
You know, that's where you came from, right?
Well, yeah, but
you saw all that stuff on the way in.
I know, but there's new things, like, or I might not have seen the. You've got a little wind chime hanging from that thing out
Seriously,
there. I didn't see that before.
I am going to have to jangle my keys in front of
your face. There's cars that go by, and then there's a little squirrel around or something. Yeah.
Anyway, you should write the hat, please.
Well, you know, because if you want me to pay attention while you're doing the spiel, I'll pay attention.
But then I can't make fun of you for not paying
attention.
But
I've heard it 1,000 times, so I think I'm going to glaze over anyway.
Anyway, people will write that email.
I really want some toast.
With questions, comments, topics. Short ones, and they magically become little note cards with the stuff written on it in the hat, which we draw out at random and talk about till we're bored. So that's the whole show, and it is powered by you writing in, so you darn well better write in, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. By the way, we did skip a couple of things in our usual thing. I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 120.
Is it?
Yes.
Good then.
120.
120.
Yes.
That's a 5% improvement over our 100th episode. No, 20% improvement. God damn it. Okay, I'm an idiot.
Hey.
It's 1/5 of 100, so yeah, this is where I was going. But you'd think with hundreds, I'd know percentages. this is show business, people, right here. This is how you get your start. You can say you remember us when.
Well, you know.
So how was your week?
It was, let's see. Well, we do have a read-through scheduled for the Briar Rose Project, but that's going to be several weeks away, so
I'm going to say, isn't that like August 31st or something?
Yeah, it's a long ways away.
2 months away.
We might work on some sound stuff between here and there, because that's something we can do, is collect some of the sound effects. We can't do any of the Foley until after everything's recorded, obviously, but we can design the sounds for the Foley if we don't have them already.
How do we make a hot dog run? Sorry, a sausage run?
I don't know.
A little sausage feet.
See, these are the things we'll have to figure out. Although, yeah, I mean, that's just something we can do between here and there, and maybe we'll be doing that, updating everyone once in a while about that. But otherwise, there's not going to be very much to talk about for the next several weeks on that. You and I were working on our project.
We are working on our secret project. We've actually put together some writing for it, finally.
Yeah. It's going to go kind of slow at first because we're still feeling out the characters. And
yes. And because I really have to keep it on a back burner, because long ago, my wife told me I was allowed to do the podcast and my game weekly, but I was not allowed to have any other major creative projects that didn't involve her, which seemed perfectly legitimate and still is. So we have to sneak this other one in when we can. But I think we've made a little bit of progress. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that's going to suddenly go very fast once it goes.
No, yeah, you're right. It absolutely will. And then it'll just be an issue of finding a time to shoot it. We will reveal that it's something that will need to be shot.
Yes.
It is a video-oriented project.
Someone recently actually managed to pretty much fool me into revealing a fair bit about it.
What?
It's not somebody who listens. They did that trick where, like, they said things that implied
that you'd talked about it before?
No, that whatever, like, vague sentence I said, they would say something implying that they had gotten more out of it than they did, so I sort of had to correct them while still saying vague. And so I was like, damn it! But mostly it only got as far as essentially the medium and the delivery and not as much the...
Yeah. It is a video content. Project. It is. It's going to be one of the first... I mean, I've been doing smaller video projects for a while, but this will be the first one that's kind of a production with other people and, you know...
Yeah.
Closer to being what I was doing with $20 films to begin with for... I mean, it's been years. So I'm really excited to be doing a project like this.
And it'll be our first serious writing collaboration.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be co-written. A lot of the stuff I've done before, I wrote myself. I just wrote it. But this will be a great opportunity to collaborate.
And so far it appears to be simultaneously much easier and much harder than doing it on my own.
Yeah.
Certain bits you and I, like, I think it's aspects. I don't even think it's certain, like, there's certain things that we're bordering on telepathic at times when we got it. And then there's bits where it's like, this line is not right.
No,
and
you're
like, why? And I'm like, I can't explain it, but it's
well,
not.
Well, it's where we're, I think where that happens, it's about character development. The characters in this piece are still sort of being shaped and molded here. And, sometimes we're on the same page regarding those characters, and sometimes we're not, so we kind of have to help each other out. But I think once we understand who the characters are and what they're about, then, I think you're right. I think it'll go relatively
quickly. I think so, because a lot of aspects of the writing already have gone way faster than I expected. But then we had a sort of a big stumble, and that mostly was a joke issue. But
I will say that, you know, after I thought about that, I thought that also was kind of a character thing. I mean, usually gags...
Yeah, well, and you solved a fair bit of it.
Yeah, gags come pretty easy when you know who the characters are and what they would be saying in certain situations.
And now we're getting really inside baseball, given we won't tell you what it's about. So we should probably stop. I think that could make it more boring than usual. Anything else exciting in your week?
No, not
Meester?
Really. No. Nope, nothing to report, really.
Oh.
On to you!
All right, well, we already talked about the writing thing. There's been a fair bit of death. Some friends had a cat die.
Oh, that's too bad.
And the producer has an extended relative who we just heard about her death today, although it was sort of coming. So that's kind of sad. I had my Dresden Files game, finally.
Wow, that's several
first time
weeks.
In ages, and the whole crew was there, because Ben is done with his overtime, and we finished the little episode I was hoping we would finish. It was very interesting. They got sucked into some place where some really bad things were beating up on them, and they didn't know why, and they couldn't do a lot about it. And so it was pretty much just a session-long combat in which they died. Hmm. And I mean that literally. I actually killed off a major NPC and two of the players, and mostly killed a third of the players. And then at the end, the whole thing turned out to be illusion, and they were fine again. But I didn't tell them that beforehand, which was really interesting.
It all took place in a snow globe.
Sort of. No, it was all literally illusion. Mm. The individual they were up against was using illusion, because the whole point was actually to drive the remaining player character out of control enough to cause her to force herself into a change. She's not strictly speaking human, and this was to help her accept that by forcing her to turn into a freaky demonic thing. Mm-hmm. And she did eventually. It took a long time because I kept having her... The mechanic I used was her self-discipline. And she has really high self-discipline, which I wasn't aware of. So she kept making it. And I'm like, oh my god, as soon as you don't make this, we're going to end. It's all going to be fine. But so she kept fighting for a long time. Very poorly. But she still doesn't know who did it. Mm. As she was going to reveal the identity of the individual, they disappeared. Mm. So... not sure. But now they have theoretically reached their destination and everything should be fine.
What?
Because that's how that always works.
It's going to be the opposite of mine. That's the way this works.
Yes.
But I guess you've realized that, or somebody has realized that that's the way games always work, because was it you who said this or someone else said that the worst time you give the players, the better...
I was talking about someone else having given me that advice.
Yeah.
And it really borders on the thing we talked about a couple episodes ago with the whole the Matrix didn't work unless they suffered or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. If you don't have some conflict, it's boring.
Yeah, but like the worse the better. I mean, that's...
It makes it more interesting, I think.
But it can also make it really tedious and...
Well, and you have to watch out for that kind of stuff.
You got
to
have some progress and success.
I've had people, when in my younger days, sit me down and say, "You're really like it." I was tormenting them so much it got to where it wasn't being fun for them.
But fun for you?
No, that was actually part of the thing too. It seemed to be this weird issue where, at least their theory was, because my real life at the time was improving. And they said, it seems like the happier you get in your real life, the shittier you are to us in the game. And I thought about it, and I'm like, wow. And it was sort of, and I think it was less that and more the other way. When my real life has been really shitty, I focus really carefully on crafting this, you know, story. So, but, no, I think it's working pretty well. I think everybody enjoyed this one. It was incredibly satisfying to kill them off like that. Like, to really just do it. And, I mean, it was serious. One's head exploded.
Jeez.
Somebody got snapped in half. It was amazing. Hmm. Somebody got filleted. It was very cathartic.
That's really horrible, actually.
Yeah. So much of the rest of my time as the GM is spent trying to find ways so they won't die.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to just do that. You know, they were up against giant tentacles and a post-apocalyptic-looking version of San Francisco, mm-hmm. which nobody figured out it was San Francisco to the very end.
Hmm.
It was weird. anyway, didn't see any movies. We are almost finished with the book I have been reading to the producer. We have 40 pages to go. And then that will be it for the Felix Caster books. So then I can move on to the Dresden Files with her, which I'm very pleased about. Hmm. Almost finished with Defiance. There's only two more episodes left this season. I don't suppose you watched that last 20 minutes yet. He's 20 minutes behind me. It's a fairly eventful 20 minutes. I was very happy with the most recent episode. I don't think this is a spoiler for anyone who would watch it, but due to various circumstances, you get a series of flashbacks to the town prior to the current TV show. And I felt like it drew some interesting lines about where certain characters came from and what certain characters had relationships and stuff. It was interesting. So, yeah. I've been very happy with that show. Apparently, it only has two more episodes left for the entire season. but it has already gotten another 13-episode season next year. And what surprised me more is Warehouse 13, almost done for the season. Just a few episodes left on that. I think just a couple, but for us it's a few because we still have some on the DVR. And then it has been renewed for a 6-episode final season next year.
Wow.
So it's literally coming back just for its sort of finale.
Wow.
Which I'm ready for. I have loved that show, but I'm ready for it.
We haven't seen any of this season's shows yet because we watch them online and...
you gotta wait till like the July. Season's done or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, gotta wait till July, really, before we can watch any. So...
I think that's it. We're going to be doing 2 episodes today, so get ready for that, because next Thursday is the 4th of July.
Yep.
So be prepared for that. Not a lot else going on, I don't think. It hasn't been a particularly eventful week. Tomorrow, Derby, Roller Derby.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. Have you figured out if you guys are going?
No.
No, you haven't figured it out, or no, you're not going?
I haven't figured it out.
All right.
I do think I informed everybody at the house that the tickets were cheaper.
$5 each.
Yeah.
Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. It's going to be Animal Mother's last time to see her in town.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go, and so should the rest of you. I'm pretty sure we have, except for Beth, we probably have no other listeners like in Iowa City. But if you are listening, go. But you have to listen really soon. So do it now. Wait. Confusing. Saw Beth.
Did you?
Just in passing. I saw her driving by, and so I sent her an email about that. And she and I and Chris, who were the sort of three musketeers that worked together, is how we even became friends, are going to get together in a week or two for lunch.
Oh.
Do that every once in a while.
That's nice.
And clearly it's time, because neither of us are sure where Chris works now. So,
oh.
I'm like, is he still at ACT? And she said, I don't know. Like, that's why we should have this lunch. So that'll happen. But that's all future stuff, so.
Future stuff.
So that's it.
In the future.
In the future, yes. Well done. Clearly you thought that through.
Are we going to get to the hat here then, or what?
Last night? Out to dinner. And you know how restaurants have like the background music going?
Okay.
And often it's like a radio station or like a cable music thing or whatever.
Sure.
What was going on? I wasn't really paying attention. At a certain point, I realized it was playing Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Okay.
And we're waiting for the check, and I hear this, and I turn to my wife and I say, did the restaurant just Rickroll us?
Right.
And she says, I think it did. I find it weird that I went there.
Well,
that I took that internet phenomenon and translated it over to the restaurant pulling some sort of prank by playing that where I was forced to listen.
What would it really mean if they'd Rickrolled you? Like, they didn't bring your dish, they just...
No, it would really mean they'd, like... said, oh, we have a new method to pay the credit card. You just have to push this button and then swipe your card when it says, and I pushed that button and then it played the video.
Hmm. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
That would be one way.
I suppose instead of bringing my dish, they could bring me, like, a computer tablet that just plays that. But. Or somebody else could have been being Rickrolled in the other room and I was just hearing the speakers.
How about this?
All right, I'm ready.
They come to your table.
Yes.
Like they're going to do something for your birthday, but they sing that song instead.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should call and ask if they can do that. That would be pretty cool. I kind of like that. I would be willing to lay some money down to pay waitstaff to do that to a friend of mine.
Come like they're going to sing a song, a
exactly.
little birthday song, put a sombrero on your head, whatever.
Regardless of the restaurant.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We went to Olive Garden, they put a damn sombrero on my head. So I, of course, assumed they thought it was my birthday
yeah.
and that I was Mexican.
And then they sing that.
This gets more and more interesting, but I think more and more expensive. Like, yeah. And also, you need to buy a sombrero. Why? Because it's cooler?
Because that's just what...
Come on. Okay, I'm going to explain the scenario to you, and I want you to imagine it, all right? Now I'm going to explain it to you again. This time, the victim's going to be wearing a sombrero. Now you tell me which sounds funnier.
Oh, man.
Great part about that. That works for any joke.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Really, you can just say a situation and say, you thought that was funny. Now listen again, and this time imagine he's wearing a sombrero.
Well, you know, any restaurant that does this kind of thing, usually they bring a little cake or something. And
yeah, fried ice cream.
But at a Mexican restaurant, they often will put a sombrero on the person.
They do.
And that is cooler, you have to admit.
Everything is. With a sombrero. I, many times, have been sad that our modern Western, Midwestern society does not consider that a legitimate fashion statement, because I would love to walk around with a sombrero.
I cannot wait until I come here one night, and the hat, which we know changes form all the time, is that night a sombrero. That is going to be a great night.
El Sombrero de Magica, or whatever it was. From back in episode 5. That's what I find hilarious about the word sombrero. What's a sombrero?
I don't know, just a big hat.
That's the thing, though. Sombrero? Literally the Spanish word for hat.
Oh.
So, that thing on your head right now
is a sombrero. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just weird. It's kind of like salsa. Which is Spanish for sauce. Like,
right.
It's...
Right, right.
Sombrero is just hat, so...
It doesn't necessarily mean that big.
No, and I don't know what the Spanish word is for that.
Well, I don't even know, like...
Sombrero grande?
You know, those big sombreros they use in, like, Mexican restaurants and stuff. I have no idea if there's any actual connection between a big hat like that and, you know, Mexican culture, or if that's just something that... The spaghetti westerns made up.
Well, and I think that even started... I think that's a thing that came over from Spain.
Oh.
Originally. Well, I think I've seen...
No,
but I if you put it into Google Translate, it means hat.
Yeah, I have no idea if sombreros, you know, that we think of when we hear the word sombrero, if that has any authentic Mexican cultural thing or anything.
For all of our authentic Mexican cultural listeners, tell us the truth about sombreros.
Yes.
That we've been afraid to ask until now, yes. But now we are just desperate to know.
Tell us the truth.
At the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. Everybody, even if you're not Mexican, should go there and post your comments and your thoughts and have discussions with other people, other devotees of the hat, or as we call them, hard hats. You're one, because really... If you've listened to more than 3 episodes in a row, you're a hard hat. Because really, that's all we have, are hard hats and people who have listened to like 2 episodes ever.
And, you know, people listen to this podcast because they want to hear the truth.
Oh, okay. That I'm glad you finished that sentence. Because I knew that they listened. I had no idea why.
No, because they want to hear the truth. Which all right. Is not a good idea
when
it comes down to it, but
but
we can try, and the whole sombrero thing, maybe the listener can help us and let us know
even
what the truth
is. Knowing yet the truth about sombreros, I'm confident in saying we're not scared to tell the truth about sombreros.
And the truth is out there. It is.
I kind of assumed the X-Files theme would kick in. From somewhere.
Well, I don't know who we're going to have to ask. We're going to have to put
Don't you think we have some authentic Mexican cultural listeners?
I have no idea. Maybe we'll have to put an X in our window and wait for the guy to call.
Do we have to start transmitting the podcast in SAP or whatever?
Don't know. We should get to the sombrero and draw some stuff, because it's probably we're probably losing time here.
Well, by definition, we're only about a half hour. Besides, people love this sombrero talk.
No, they don't. Okay.
Only on their birthday.
Dear TMTH, are there any common household companies you actively avoid? Why? And that's from Craig.
I'm going to guess it's like house companies that are household names.
Are there any common household companies you actively...
Well, keep in mind, Craig's from a different country, so his English may not be so good.
Not his first language, is that what you're trying to say? Mm-hmm. Are there any common household companies you actively...
Again, I think he just means companies that are like common... Companies that are household names. Like, we're not going to say, you know, I avoid, you know, Genutech Limited, which is a very small... I think he's talking, you know, Kellogg's.
Well, you know, that kind of shit. It's...
You avoid most of them if they're food because they involve corn or soy.
Well, here's the thing. It's really difficult. Most of the companies that people know, a household name kind of thing, are so big and own so many smaller companies. You know, if you told yourself, well, I'm just going to avoid that company altogether, and you looked at labels and you looked at things to see, oh, that company sells that, I'm not going to buy that. But you bought something else, and it can even be the same kind of thing. Like, instead of buying this ketchup, you're going to buy that ketchup. Well, it's still made by the same people, ultimately.
UNICEF is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
So it's really hard to... the companies that are best known, it's really hard to avoid them.
I'm still wrestling with the fact that Kraft is owned by Philip Morris, the tobacco company.
Yeah.
That's relatively new. And the funny thing is, the way I found that out is on one of Philip Morris's Aren't We Nice People commercials. And I was like, dude, all that commercial told me is that Kraft mac and cheese is made by Big Tobacco. This did not help your cause.
The truth is, I don't find myself actively avoiding any particular company. In our house, the food we buy and the cleaning products and really everything we buy at the store, we think so much about, well, like food, for example, we try to get organic, locally grown, you know. Cleaning products, we try to get things that are environmentally sound or whatever. So we end up buying, we just as a matter of course, not on purpose trying to avoid these companies, but just as a matter of trying to make certain choices in the things we buy, end up buying things from smaller companies or, you know, companies that aren't very well known. So
yeah.
So we're not really avoiding these other companies on purpose. It's just as part of the decisions we make for what we eat and for what we buy. It just kind of works out that way.
I will say this. The producer and I, generally speaking, as a rule, I would say, don't buy from Walmart.
Well, that's true. We don't...
Partially...
Yeah, we don't go there either.
Due to the fact that find Walmart to be problematic and downright abhorrent in certain ways, mm-hmm. and don't want to fuel that. But as much as I hate to admit it, it is much more an issue of... It's just always a pain in the ass to shop at Walmart. Place is huge. Everybody is there. So, like, we used to, and we kind of felt conflicted about it. But once we sort of had the opportunity, our last straw was that at the time we were getting a brand of cat food that was only available there. And then something changed, and we didn't get it anymore. And so then we took the opportunity. And I'd like to say it was entirely for our conscience, but mostly it was just because it was, you know, you need 4 hours and a map if you're going to take a trip to Walmart. And we have been known to go there on occasion still if we don't really have another good option. But in general, we won't. So that's something.
Yeah, I mean, we avoid corn and soy products that don't have that GMO certification on them.
Yeah.
Which excludes a lot of the bigger companies that make this kind of thing.
And the corn and soy I tried to sell you yesterday. I told him it was not genetically modified, but I didn't technically have a label that said that.
Our house is gluten-free now, so you know that excludes a lot of things.
So before your house was made out of gluten?
Well,
not sound sturdy.
I mean, we had foods that had gluten in them, and now we don't.
What about the walls? Did you take all the gluten out of the walls?
Let's see, what else? And like I said, cleaning
products.
Or
are you saying the gluten is still in the walls?
And chemicals and things, we make sure we buy only specific things. So yeah, I mean, we just don't... I'm trying to think of something we have at our house that would have that's a brand that people would, you know, recognize, and we just really don't. Maybe we have some like Clorox bleach or something. Maybe we have some of that. I don't know. I think we might have something like that.
Of course you do because of your bleach drinking issues.
Yeah. Stop talking about that. I just can't think of anything we buy that's like a brand. Well, except, like, no, I can't think of anything.
You might be thinking too hard.
Well, I am trying to figure out something that we have, but I can't think of anything. Like, I was going to say bananas, because I think...
Bananas are not a brand.
No. I mean, I think, like...
It's like Kleenex. Bananas is actually a company name that...
Let's see. What
has become synonymous with the fruit.
There's some big company that sells bananas that has organic bananas.
Dole, Chiquita, Joe Mama. I might have made one of those up.
No, Dole. What?
Bob Dole. Bob Dole sells bananas.
It's not either one of those.
No, but what I'm saying here is at the end of this, we're going to come up with potentially, best case scenario, the revelation that there is a company that our listeners have heard of which there is a product in your house. And I don't feel like that's enough payoff.
Okay.
But I will say, something interesting I discovered...
But we also avoid Walmart, too, so yes. We haven't been there in ages, and we'd avoid it at all costs.
Costs. Get it? Rollback prices. Something interesting I have sort of pondered for a while. I inherently dislike and mistrust and avoid Shell gasoline. As opposed to, I mean, I know it's a petroleum company, so they are kind of shitty and evil, but Shell specifically, as opposed to other brands. And the more and more I think about it, the reason is, long ago, when I was very young, and apartheid was still a thing in South Africa, there was a move to boycott anyone who had not divested their from South Africa, and Shell Oil was one of the big holdouts. And I'm like, that was literally decades ago. It is no longer an issue, and I'm sure nobody is in power anymore who was then. Like, and I'm sure other oil companies have done way worse things since. Like, there, I have no concrete reason, but I guess I was just at like such a formative age that in my mind Shell Oil is the evil gas company, like, to this day. They're the fucking racist gas company. Shell Oil gasoline is made from crushed black people is what I'm saying. So don't buy it.
Good tip.
Partially because of the evil and cruelty, and partially because crushed black people does not have a super high octane compared to other gasolines.
I see.
And like 12 titles for the episode that I can't use just ran by in a blur.
You have a hard life.
Even I am willing to admit that crushed black people is not a episode title that would fly.
Low octane. Crushed black people.
Crushed black people have low octane. Yeah, no. I feel it. It's wonderful. But
no,
yeah.
It's not wonderful at all. It's horrible.
Come on, you're the man who invented homophobes make the best coffee.
That was not bad.
That was hilarious.
That was okay.
But crushed black people having low octane.
That's awful.
Because it's not complimentary, is that it? If I said crushed black people have incredibly high octane. And that we all should crush more black people up.
Saying that homophobes make great coffee is not racist.
Also, it doesn't involve killing people.
Right.
I didn't say killing, I said crushing.
Yeah, I think the one
implies
the other.
I do too.
And this is where I go down a super racist rabbit hole about how black people can squinch up
just
real small.
Draw another question before you really...
I've been listening to way too much Harmontown.
The line. I mean, erase the line.
I was going to say, where...
You've crossed it, but I don't want you to
erase
it.
There's another line past this?
I want you to come back to the other side.
Come back from the line. All right. Oh, Vermond.
Is Vermond listening, or is he just writing in questions?
I hope he is, because he's sure given us a lot of stuff.
Oh, did he? Write in the blog? I don't see that.
We talked about Vermond on the blog. Well, you better go, Vermond, to defend your title. I don't know of what. Does Vermond just mean green world in French or something? I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know.
All right. You're not going to like this.
Just read it.
Okay. You're going to get that look on your face, though.
Well, that's a good thing that you're the only one who's going to see it.
Not good for me. Dear Hat.
Yes.
Given the choice, destroy the world, or save it, which would you choose, and why?
Destroy the world or save it?
Yes.
Save it from what? Being destroyed?
You got that look on your face. It's not a good question.
Well, why did you say I would hate it? I don't have a problem with it. You have a problem with it.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's your answer?
Well, I suppose.
See, this is the problem I was talking about. What? Not that you would dislike it, but that it would a little bit make your brain melt.
No. What I was just thinking was, it kind of depends on the moment. Have I lost my faith in toast? If I have, I'm liable, you know, to be, just kind of let it all go to...
Could we do sort of a sci-fi disaster epic about a man's loss of faith in toast?
Well, no, that would
wait.
Kind of the subplot where you don't know if he's going to, you know, if he's going to come through or not because of... But then a miracle happens, his faith is restored.
Yeah, we can't do this.
Why?
Because it's basically been done.
Oh, well, yeah. Haven't they all been done?
Did you see Signs?
Yes.
That's pretty much the story of a man losing his faith in toast and then at the last minute regaining it.
Restored, right.
Like,
right.
It makes about as much sense.
Yeah. Well, I think most
people... Do not get me started on Signs, people.
I think most people, if given this choice, would try to do something to save... you know, prevent the destruction of the world, I would think. I mean, what kind of person would just say, let's let it all burn? Would you?
No.
Oh.
No, it's dumb. Basically, there is no choice there. If nobody's dithering over save the world or destroy the world. Whichever side you pick, and I'm willing to acknowledge the possibility that there are those out there who want to destroy the world.
Including themselves in it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whichever side you pick, though, you're pretty heavily on that side.
That's right. There's not a lot of in
between. Nobody who's like, oh, I really want to save the world, or not. It's a little bit like, would you rather spend the rest of your life eating fast food... Or, you know, simple homemade farm food.
But,
you know, people are going to have opinions, but they're not going to be like, oh, which one?
When you think about it, though, this choice is sort of... You get this a lot in stories where the choice is save the world or save your significant other who you'll be able to spend, you know... the last 2 minutes of existence with before it all gets destroyed.
Yes.
Otherwise, that person's going to die, but the world will keep going, so which will you choose?
I still maintain, though, that you didn't destroy the world.
That's true.
In that scenario.
That's true.
Like,
but that's what that's why I ask about the save it thing. It's save it from what exactly? Like, or are you choosing between being the destroyer or being the person who stops the destroyer or something?
I feel like it's possible that the whole thing is a question of image. Do you want the fame that would be associated with the guy who saved the world, or do you want the infamy of being the guy who destroyed the world? It's possible that all your talk of evil mind control satellites prompted this question.
Oh.
Because you also, you do send some mixed signals when you talk about that kind of stuff. Which may be the mind control. I don't know.
All right, let me make it clear. I do not want to destroy the world. Or control anyone's mind, not really.
Wait, the way you said that, it sounded like you made that statement and then at the end said, not really, like you were just kidding. Like the audio equivalent of having your fingers crossed.
I like to joke about the mind control thing because I think it's funny. I don't know why I do, but I do. Why do I think that's funny? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
I get creeped out.
Really?
Maybe that's
why I think
let
it's funny,
you hang around my niece and nephew ever since you brought that up.
No, no, you're not serious about that, are you? Because
insofar
it's just
as
a
I'm
joke.
Serious about anything,
it's just a joke.
No, I think it's. I love the idea. It's an absurdity issue.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But the thing is, it's a little weird because you, I'm guessing, consider the joke particularly funny talking about you. Like, just the idea of a person talking about a mind control satellite, probably not as funny.
No, you're right. You're right.
And I agree with that. But the consequence of that is people have to know you.
Yeah, that's true.
For it to be so funny.
That's true.
Luckily, you said it on the podcast, and I feel that most of our listeners do know you at this point. And so they probably found it hilarious. Mm.
I thought it was funny.
As did I. And that's really one of, like, three things you've ever said.
I know. It's so rare
that
I do anything funny.
It was that and the homophobes making good coffee. And then that bit you came up with about crushing up black people and putting them into cars.
That was you.
No, I feel like that was you.
No. It wasn't.
Can we talk about Paula Deen?
Can I draw another thing out of the hat? Because
I guess.
I don't want to talk. You always bring up people I don't want to talk about on the podcast.
I'm just pleased enough to know that you know that.
Who that is, you mean?
No, to know that you don't want to talk about her.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I think you just would have looked at me and said, like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, usually if I know who somebody is, it's actually not a good thing because they have to have done something really stupid for it to show up on any of the news sources that I read. Because if the only reason they're in the news is because they're famous and they're getting married or whatever, that does not show up on my radar. If they say something racist or if they do something really that especially makes liberal people mad, I usually hear about it.
Mm. Look it up, people. Paula Deen did some crazy stupid shit, so check that out.
Dear the Magical Talking Hat.
That's us.
Target or Walmart? And why? Kia B. Wow.
Well, thanks, Kia. Now we got nothing to talk about.
What a coincidence.
We are obligated to spend a requisite amount of time on this question, but we have nothing to speak about. So you're just going to get silence now. Thanks to Kia. Be sure to thank her.
We don't go to Target either, really. Although
we don't. But again, it's a convenience issue, largely. I think there's reasons I'm supposed to hate Target, too. Don't they hate gays or something?
That was going on for a while.
I can't remember anymore.
They were supposed to have, they supposedly gave money to organizations that were trying to not allow gay people to get married.
Weirdly, our, I don't know what kind you call that kind of store, like maybe department store, of choice these days when we need that kind of stuff, which is seldom. I should rephrase that. When we need that kind of stuff, And it's not something that has its own specialty shop, like furniture. We would go to a furniture store rather than one of these. Mm-hmm. Or something we would just get on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But when none of those is the case, our most common one's actually Kmart.
Is there a Kmart near here?
Yeah, there's a Kmart. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Down over on Highway 6. And it's... Growing up, I was very sort of not into Kmart, and in fact... Kmart was essentially a joke in my adolescence. Like, that was the sign that you were poor and shitty and stuff. And,
okay.
But we actually know it's quite nice, and we get stuff from there. So that's our go-to, and it fills largely the niche that was filled by Walmart and Target.
I mean, we haven't gone to Walmart in. I mean, years. We just, out of principle, but Target.
So long ago, it was just called Curb Mart.
One reason we go to Target fairly often is because there's some relatives of the people who live in my house who will often give Target gift cards for, you know, Christmas or birthday gifts or whatever.
We got a lot of Target gift cards for our wedding because we mostly registered there, I think.
Yes, yes.
So for quite a long time, we were doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll go there. But I think otherwise, no, we don't go to either of these stores very often. And I don't know if I'd say we do avoid, I don't know. I want to say we avoid Walmart, but there's never anything we want there. So it's hard to say that we actually avoid it. I wouldn't say we avoid Target either. When it comes, like... The only store that we go to that is sort of a big store is like Best Buy. We'll go there to get video games or Blu-ray or something, you know.
And I avoid Best Buy for personal reasons myself because they have pissed me off. But it's not political or issue reasons. They just annoy the shit out of me.
But where we live, where you know Best Buy is, Target is just like the store right next door. So if you go in to Best Buy and they don't happen to have the Blu-ray you're looking for, Target might, so you'll go over to Target. But that's really...
Really actually, there is even another choice that we've started using, some Paul's.
Yeah, here in town is actually a pretty cool store. It's got a lot of stuff and it's got a reasonable price and it's local.
Yeah, and it's an old-timey thing. Some of you probably don't have it anymore. Back in the day, a True Value was something similar. A True Value hardware store was more along this lines. It had more stuff than just hardware. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of that thing. I mean, there's a lot of sporting goods and stuff like that, but there's a lot of other stuff there. Paul's has a lot of things.
But this...
And it's local, and so look for those things. If you still have a place like that, and in some cases, they've been forced to raise their prices, and that's a problem, and we probably wouldn't shop there in that case. I've had that experience in other towns.
Yeah, but these...
But these guys are...
Well, this particular store... I mean, they have very low overhead. I mean, they don't have shiny tiled floors or, you know, it's...
Or educated staff.
It's kind of small, so even though they have a lot of inventory, it's kind of all crammed in there. So you can tell they're saving money on the overhead. But they have products that, you know, you'll find in lots of other places, competitively priced for being a local store. I like going there, but we haven't been there for a long time.
It smells weird. I don't know what it is. There's a magic smell.
Okay, well, another kind of store that it can be compared to is the old farm service stores. I mean, now farm service stores are bigger, and they've kind of modeled themselves a little bit after, you know, Walmart and Kmart and stuff like that. But back in the day, most of them were just like Paul's.
Okay.
Here in Iowa, there was a chain called Big Bear, and it was just like Paul's. The floors, the smell. Yeah, it had that.
Where I come from, we don't have those.
I can't describe what that smell is exactly. It has something to do with, I don't know what it has to do with.
It's not, I don't want people to think it's a bad.
No,
like,
but
I mean, it's not a smell I enjoy, but it's not like the smell of something rotting or something like that. It's just weird.
Yeah, Big Bear would be just like Paul's, except they would carry more things like feed and
actual farm stuff.
Yeah. And Paul's
carry some outdoors and sporting
some gardening stuff,
But not much in the way of farm stuff.
No, I mean, there's you can buy, you know, coveralls and gloves and work boots and stuff there, but it still smells like those places. And I always thought that those old farm service stores smelled like that because it was like a combination of, well, for one thing, they'd have some like lawnmowers and farm implements there with like rubber tires, you know, when new rubber tires
had a particular
smell. So that was part of it. And a few other things sort of mingled together, but they don't sell anything like that at Paul's, but it still smells like one of those places. So I don't know why that is.
Go to the blog and tell us what business you think smells strange. There's lots of them out there and they have lots of different smells. Check those out.
I like farm service stores. They have some cool stuff in them.
I'm always kind of surprised at these, like, hardware stores and stuff. They'll have, like, weird, like, candies and snacks that I can't find anywhere else.
Yeah. Right.
And lots of just, like, little handy things, like, for the kitchen or whatever, that you're like, wow, I didn't even know they made that.
Well, and you can look around in a hardware store, and a lot of people who like to make...
bongs?
No. Who like to make props or you know, you want to make a fake laser gun or a fake laser sword or whatever, you'd be surprised.
Such a nerd.
If you look around in those places, you can find stuff that you can put that stuff together.
Also, if you want to make a bong, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. Not that I care about that, but... Anyhow, are we done?
All right. Yeah, I think we should wrap it up.
Well, thank you, Kia B, Vermont, and Craig.
Thank you, Kia B, Vermont, and Craig. I don't know where I got that from, but... The rest of you should write in, too.
Yes.
Remember...
See how fun it is?
See? Yes.
It's fun.
Fun.
You write.
Yeah.
We draw it out of the hat. We read it.
It's like a game.
We talk about... Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's exciting.
You should feel honored. Wait. Damn it. I took it too far, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. It's like a game. See? Fun. Let's go with that. Don't be confused. It's only going to have been a few minutes for us.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Right.
You'll be fine. But for you guys, it's going to be a week. And you'll be listening to this next on American Independence Day. Or, as Craig calls it, Thursday.
Yes. Thursday.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.